Common Sense Saving, Episode 8. We know that common sense isn't always that common. Together, let's learn how to be more frugal and save some extra cents. My name is Austin. Thank you for listening. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe. And if you're on YouTube, don't forget to click the like button. The blog post for today's episode can be found at commonsensesaving.com/8. Savers, you guessed it from the title, another online Mint Mobile review. I'm sure you've already seen a handful of these, but I want to give you my experience from a frugal and minimalist point of view. Before we get started, if you'd like to sign up for Mint Mobile, please use my referral link below. I'll talk more about signing up using my referral link at the end of the episode. I think people spend more time choosing which model of phone they want than deciding on their mobile carrier. I sure didn't care about the carrier, so long as my phone worked when I needed it to. I'm the kind of person who believes, if it's not broken, then don't mess with it. My previous cell provider of choice was T-Mobile, and I had T-Mobile for so long, they weren't even called T-Mobile when I got my first cell phone with them as a kid. They were known as VoiceStream Wireless. I just never thought to switch because I always had heard horror stories about the outrageously high bills from other big carriers like Verizon and AT&T. T-Mobile's phone service worked with minimal issues for over 2 decades. The only problem I ever had was the steadily growing price over the years. Now, I've been hesitant to switch carriers due to some mild brand loyalty, but my frugality is more important than loyalty to a company. I've known about other MVNO, or Mobile Virtual Network Operator, companies like Cricket, MetroPCS, and Visual, but refused to make the jump. Again, my service wasn't broken, and the price wasn't the worst, so why would I change it? Though I said T-Mobile's price wasn't the worst, what I meant was that it's not the worst when comparing to the other top carriers. For example, at the time of this recording, Verizon's least expensive prepaid plan is $40 per month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigabytes of data. AT&T's least expensive prepaid plan is $50 for unlimited talk, text, and 4 gigabytes of data. T-Mobile's least expensive prepaid plan is $45 and includes unlimited talk, text, and 20 gigabytes of data. That one's the best one, seems like. These are the plans that have no extra perks, and we'll be comparing them to Mint Mobile later. So why did I choose Mint Mobile? Honestly, Mint Mobile is a T-Mobile MVNO, or Mobile Virtual Network Operator. Without getting technical, this just means that the service, Mint Mobile, uses T-Mobile's network infrastructure without roaming access to Verizon or AT&T networks. So if you're in an area with only Verizon and AT&T towers, which likely isn't to happen, you won't have any service. Again, that's likely to not happen. It's not the biggest deal if you're not regularly in areas with few cell towers. For me, that meant identical service. It's not like I was switching to a company that used Verizon towers like Visible or AT&T towers like Cricket. I knew what I was getting into with the T-Mobile infrastructure. Taking the step to finally switch from T-Mobile was difficult, honestly. I enjoyed the perks that came along with the service. I was eligible for free Netflix, Apple TV Plus, and Paramount Plus options on their Magenta Max plan, meaning I didn't have to pay for those services. Verizon and AT&T also offer similar streaming benefits. So it seems like T-Mobile and other top carriers win when it comes to perks with add-on services. But when you do the math, are you really saving any money? Mint Mobile has no perks, but that's a good thing. Stripping the fluff from the cell phone plan keeps the prices low. On top of that, Mint Mobile doesn't have any brick or mortar locations, so the company doesn't have to pay rent for the facilities. Again, keeping costs low. They also don't have to pay for the physical infrastructure like the cell phone towers, instead renting the bandwidth space from T-Mobile. So what does Mint Mobile have? To put it simply, Mint Mobile is a no-frills cell service. You get unlimited talk and text on all of their plans, and the only choice you really have to make is how much data do you need. Currently, they have options for 4 gigabytes, 10 gigs, 15 gigs, and unlimited, which is throttled at 35 gigabytes. Prices range from $15 to $30 per month, plus tax, depending on the plan you choose. That's it. No add-ons for extra services that you may not even use, but then still have to pay for. Mint Mobile offers plans for 3, 6, or 12 months. Now, choosing their 12-month plan offers their lowest price options. I have the 12-month 4 gigabyte plan, which, after taxes and fees, comes out to be about $200 for the year, or under $17 per month. Keep in mind that you'll be paying for the entire plan up front, but then you no longer have to worry about a monthly cell phone bill. My home needs two cell phone plans, so my yearly cost is about $400. Compare that to almost $100 per month, or $1,200 per year that I was paying with T-Mobile. I'm incredibly happy with the switch to Mint Mobile, and I've had their service for over 4 months now, and I haven't had any service interruptions. Let's quickly compare that to what I said earlier about T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T. Mint Mobile's came out to about $17 per month for one line. Verizon, earlier I mentioned a similar plan, for $40 a month. AT&T's similar plan was $50 a month, and T-Mobile's was $45. Compare that to $17, which would you choose? So let me tell you about this. I happen to live in Florida. I live in the path of the recent Hurricane Ian. Now, my area wasn't hit directly, so I'm thankful for my family's and my safety, but we did get hit with hurricane-force winds and lost power and internet for some time. I was reliant on my cell phone to be able to keep up with the weather and info from our local electric company. At no point during the outage did my speeds drop until I ran out of data. I ended up using up my 4 gigabytes of data during that time from browsing Reddit a little too much, so that's on me, and I could have bought additional data, but I didn't want to. When I did run out, it was practically unusable when trying to watch YouTube or browse Reddit, but still useful for sending iMessages and slowly checking emails. Now, I'm not the kind of person who gets upset from super slow loading speeds since I'm old enough to have used dial-up internet as a kid. Does anybody remember Net Zero? I also understand that the internet, though a necessity in the modern world, is a kind of a luxury when it comes to basic needs, and we don't always need to be online and on our phones constantly, but that's a topic for another day. Switching to Mint Mobile was super easy. Buying the service is simple enough through their website or app, again using my referral link please, and they'll send you a SIM card. And if you want to keep your phone number, you'll need to keep your current service active and have your current cell phone account number, transfer PIN, and billing zip code to transfer your number. Your carrier can tell you the transfer PIN number and unlock your phone if you just call and ask. Put your new Mint Mobile SIM card in your phone, use the Mint Mobile app and follow the setup steps to input the transfer information that we got earlier to set up your service. And that's all. It took me less than 10 minutes to set up my phones. Again, I'm happy I made the switch to Mint Mobile, and I think you should too. Please use my referral link to sign up and you'll get $15 credit to use when you sign up. Savings on savings, and that's a great thing. And if you're on YouTube, the link is in the description below. If you're on the website, the links are in this blog post. Or go to commonsensesaving.com/mintmobile to start saving on your mobile phone bill. Now, question of the episode before we get to the end. Do you have one of the top cell phone carriers, T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T? Why do you still have them when there are other, less expensive options out there? I'd love to hear your reasoning, and you'll receive no judgments from me. Remember, I was a T-Mobile customer for over 20 years, and I know how hard it is to make the switch. The notes for today's show can be found at commonsensesaving.com. If you like this sort of content, please subscribe and think about sharing this podcast with anyone you think it could help. Again, thank you for listening to Common Sense Saving, making saving as easy as having common sense.